דו, בו השתולל לה האסכולה, הידו מיוחד עם תפקיד מיוחד. You know, if you look back, you see that the generation that had to deal with the Haskalah was a very unique generation, with a unique tafkid. I need them to kufas. Chazoy na communism, the Stalin, Shemesh Ha'amim, I used to kufi yukudit. We all know that the period that the Yidden lived in Russia under Stalin was a unique situation with unique challenges that had never been before. Kamokai, kufas ashot, kufas atzionis, kufas ha'komas ha'madinait, kufas miyuchedis. Each one of these to Kufas was a unique situation. But called Kufa, when you say it is called Kufi, the Kosev, the Kulam Nicholas, but Klala Tafki, the Klalim, Amanetzach. Each particular period with its particular Nishoinus is a unique period in history. And it's all included in the general Klal Tafkid of Amanetzach of Klal Yisroel. Lahagishim es hatachnit. האלוקיס דרך ההיסטוריה העולמית ולהבי והוי השם למלך על כל הארץ. It's part of the process that's leading us to the ultimate גילוי of היה השם למלך על כל הארץ. Each period, each תקוף, each ניסיון, each unique dimension is all part of the big plan, a piece in the puzzle. בלחל החיוב להיוס חוכם הקירס מקויבן, included in the חיוב, to be a chochem who recognizes his place, who lahavin gamis matzova haishi vegamis matzava dobo anuchayim yichudiyose v'tafkido miyuchad. He has to stand his own personal uniqueness and his own personal unique tafkid in the world, and also understand his place in a generation that's a unique generation with a unique tafkid in this world. Keshem sha'at apirush haniskeliel betvuchim al yichudecho. As you mentioned yesterday, the Avinu Malkeinu Al Shem Tvuchim Al Yechudecha, those that were shechted for your achdus. Well, you must like Kula Tere Kula Yafu. A lot of catching up to do. Lo Yoichel Haya Lahogid Rak Yudi Shaya Basho. Kach Yesh Pirushim Vavodos Chadosho is Bedivre Chazal Shilula Anu Chaim Bedoa Ze Loayinu Mevinim Shekach Kavodos Chazal. There's Chazal that today, when you look at the world today and you look at Chazal, you understand what Chazal's talking about. Whereas 10 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, you wouldn't have understood what they were talking about. As we mentioned yesterday, that unique pshat of Tfuchim Al Yechudecho, it took someone who was standing at the river watching the firing to come up with that pshat. Tzavla ma divrei Chazal b'seifa azo u'ma shebo aleim b'biru shel habayis beis ha'levi v'tirei ki lulo sh'anu chayim mamash b'tekuf azu lo ayinu mivinim es advorim b'ayifin hazeh. Go learn from the I don't know what he's referring to. Maybe he's going to bring it now. From the Zohar, and the beis ha'levi is pirish on the Zohar and breish is lamed beis, that without the new tekufa you wouldn't have understood what was being said here. Now we have to learn. I know we have to learn a whole shtickle here. Okay, let's do it. V'zele shoyna. I assume this is the zele shoyna of the Beis Halevi. Hine kol maisa avos heim simon laboni. The very important shtickle here. Kol maisa avos heim simon laboni. Everything that avos did or simon laboni. It's not just a nice story, and you can read it and say, "Oh, well, that's lovely. It's got nothing to do with me." Everything the Avos did has something to do with us. If you look in the back of Rabbi Chanan's Pirush and Yevamos, he has a few examples of this that are stunning, absolutely stunning. Mamush, mamush, stunning. And Nogaya Hayom, and you couldn't have understood them if it wasn't for what was going on just before the Holocaust.
Where is that found?
Rabbi Chanan in the back of Kovas, not in the Kovas Shirim, in the Kovas Horus. Rabbi Chanan Vassam's Pirush, I'll show it to you later, remind me. In the back there he's got they printed together together with his Pirush and Yevamos, they printed their whole bunch of Pirushim on different agaritas at the back there. It's not light-hearted stuff. The whole hashkof of the Chofetz Chaim, all the whole world view of the Chofetz Chaim, he discusses the Holocaust there. Chofetz Chaim died before the Holocaust. He discusses the Holocaust in intricate detail. Rabbi Chanan wrote a whole book when he was in America before he went back to the Holocaust. He wrote a whole book called Ikvas and the Mashiach that described the Holocaust in frightening detail. But before it happened, they saw it, they knew it was coming. Anyway, kol maisa avos heim simon labonim, and it's based on this yesod, maisa avos simon labonim, degam begulusa ishal esav yitnai gam kein Yisrael b'shnei ofonim kasher rotz alayis yosim Yaakov. Klal Yisrael, through all the years of Golus, have dealt with Esav the way Yaakov Avinu dealt with Esav when he went to meet him. Rebbe Yischolos HaGolus Yegoyz HaGzeiris Roz B'Shmadois V'Yusurim V'Yilechem V'Hem V'Yirtza La'Avda. In the beginning of the Golus, there were terrible Gzeiris, evil Gzeiris, Shmadois, destructions and suffering and wars, where they wanted to wipe out, God forbid. V'Hashem Baracham Avlo Yazov, and Hashem didn't let them get wiped out. And then it says that he wanted to live quietly. That's talking about Klal Yisrael, who want to be just distant from Hashem and don't want to keep the Avodas Hashem, and they just want to be completely chilled, nothing to do with all the load of Avodas Hashem and Imunah. We work together, Esav says. You and me, Yaakov, we'll get together, we'll get close together. You'll give up a little bit of your stuff, I'll give up a bit of my stuff, we'll compromise a little bit. Yeah, kol beseder. Achis kovu zetzel ze. You don't have to be, we're brothers, we should live together in peace and harmony. I've got a few problems with some of your minhagim, you've got a few problems with my minhagim, so we'll compromise each a little bit. Sound familiar? But kavanas hamidrash muveres, shelebesoif gam haim yikablu ikrim toim vimunig Yisrael shayu gam haim ma'aminim beboyri yochid, ubetayra minashamayim v'gmoloinesh. The covenant of the Midrash is in the end, in Achinami, that's what's going to happen. They're going to get close to us and they're going to start having imunah in a boy Yochid and in Torah in a Shemaim and in reward and punishment. But they wanted Yaakov to give up a little bit of his. Give up a bit of the stuff that's only got to do with Olam Haba. Take a little chelek with Olam Hazeh as well. Welcome to you have a nice house, a nice car. What's the problem? You don't have to be so frum, so you'll work on Shabbos a bit as well. So what's the big deal? But you know what? You're going to make a lot of money. If you don't work on Shabbos, you won't have any money. You won't have any. What are you going to do? Give up? Compromise a bit. You can't sit and learn Torah all day. You have to be involved in a few other things. There's a world out there. There's culture. There's sport. There's art. You have to be involved in the world a little bit. And that the Tana de Beliyahu says is that's what everyone was telling him. You take half and half, and I'll take half and half. You'll have half of Olam Hazeh and half of Abba, and I'll have half of Zeh. The kavana is, I don't want you just to be involved only in Torah and mitzvahs. Give up some of the mitzvahs that causes pirud between us. You'll have the whole of Olam Hazeh and you'll have chetzi Olam Haba. Olam Haba is big. No, chetzi of the infinite, that's big. What's the problem? You're greedy. You have to have the whole Olam. What's wrong with half Olam Haba? It's also. This is still all the base halevi. What's the problem? So you want to have a whole big piece of a whole big steak of the Levi Yosson. You'll have a small piece of the Levi Yosson. So you won't have a big piece of Olam Haba, you'll have a little piece of Olam Haba. So you won't have 10 dunam in Manhattan. You'll have 500 square meters in Manhattan, it's also worth something, no? Yeah? This is what Esav is trying to get Yaakov to do. The Beis Halevi has to be learned properly. We're reading it once. We'll see how he's mefarish. I want to get to him. I want to get to my perusha. I want to get to his perusha. Was there a goddess Hashem ishiyeh b'sof ha'god? What do you think Esav and the Sar of Yaakov and the Sar of Esav were fighting about on that fateful night when he went back over the river to get his pachim katan? What do you think they put on gloves and they were beating each other up? It was a major vikuch then in Ashkofa. Major vikuch in Ashkofa.
That's what is going on there. You take a bit of this, I'll take a bit. Compromise a bit. All the nisaynus that the Yetzirah comes to us with. And this is the second golus. At the end of all the goluses, who nikra beperach, beperach, soft mouth. So we have two phases in golus. The first one is where they're killing us and wiping us out, and there's nothing you do that'll ever stop them. Either you'll convert and become like them, you'll be baptized or whatever, and then the church will leave you alone. And not only that, they'll give you prazim. Or they just wipe you out irrespective, like Hitler Yamach Shmoy. I don't care if you convert, maybe we're killing you. And then there'll be a golus, the second phase of the golus before the end of the golus, which will be called Bepera, soft mouth. And that Yaakov is much more fearful than the first one. Kiteva Adam Alulik Shilbo Yoisim in Arishon. Because yeah, you can trip up much quicker than in the first one. When someone says to you, I'm going to kill you because you're Jewish, you feel proud to die as a Jew. When someone comes along and says, so you'll have a TV in your house, what's the problem? You know how much education is, you know how much you can get from, you know how useful it is? What's the problem? So what's Mabaya? We'll work together, you can come to my universities and we'll learn together, you can become a doctor and you can go wherever you want, no one will touch you, build shuls, build yeshivas, we'll even give you funding. Schmuck. Just, you know, hang out in our pubs a little bit, come dance with us, marry our daughters, you know, we'll... Perach, soft mouth.
Esav Achi.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that's Esav Achi. Esav is Esav and Esav is Achi. When he's Esav, he comes in, you know, like a Cossack and like Stalin and like Hitler, Yamach Shmoy, and then he comes at a very nice, sweet guy. Comes in, my dear brother, gives him a big hug. Come, let's go together. Yaakov says, I've got some little kids here, it's a bit hard. You go ahead, we'll catch up with you one day. He meant when Mashiach comes, you know that. That's what they say, that's what Yaakov meant. After Yaakov and Esav were parting company, so Esav says to Yaakov, let's go up together. So Yaakov says, I've got little kids, we travel slowly, you're a big army with horses, whatever, you go ahead and we'll catch up with you soon. Before Shem said that, Chazal said, he meant I'll catch up to you when Mashiach comes. And until Mashiach comes, you and I can't really function together, it's too dangerous. Because yeah, you can almost trip up much quicker than the first war. Why did he say Miyad Achi and then Miyad Esav? Because he understood the danger of Achi is much worse than the sort of Esav. Our grandparents didn't have a problem with assimilation so much. Well, what were you going to go after? Some Polish guy sitting in a pub drunk or there was a lowlife, or what did he have to offer us? We wanted to be like him. That's not any sign. You come to America and you come to the Western world and the guy says, he's a finer guy. And he is. He's a very nice guy. Seriously, he's a nice guy. You sometimes wish, oh, I wish some of our guys could. He's a nice elach guy. What's the problem? It's very easy to get lost there. And unfortunately, I am as a lads, mate. What's the assimilation rate in America today? Anybody got the latest figures?
70%.
I don't believe it's that high. In America today, 70%? Law mind me. Could be. There may be places, but I don't think clearly that it's... I'm saying if you throw New York and a few of those places in the race nation. No, but it's not, you know, it's not fault.
Okay. You don't know who a Jew is to assimilate today. That's the problem.
Yeah, okay. The first Holocaust, the first Shibud is a Shibud of your guf. This has to be learned and understood, but let's see how he explains it. This Beis Halevi is much clearer to understand today. I mean, he wrote this. Beis Halevi lived well before the Second World War. When the Beis Halevi wrote this, okay, they were still living in the first period of the Esav Milchoma. The Yidden in Europe understood the Esav as Achi, he was never Achi. It's only since the Second World War, suddenly the Sar of Esav has become our buddy. He's our friend now, he's not right there for after us. anti-Semitism is a crime in countries that used to be. It's a different world today. No one's ready for after you. Anybody had a problem getting to Dublin this morning? The going stood outside, and as you walked outside, they threw stones at you. I mean, it's starting to happen in certain places. It's happening in places. They carry on with all this arousing the Russians. Yeah, the going, the Russians in this country, they carry on with all this anti-Semitic stuff. Whatever, you're going to see things happening in this country. It happened the other day. There was a Rav and his wife walking the street and to come up and spend him. Parasite, he called him. It's happening here as well, don't worry. In the world out there, if that had happened anywhere else, the guy would get arrested. Yeah, nothing happens. It's a crazy world we live in. Aval, today we understand what the Beis HaLevi is talking about. What do you mean? Asa's going to come as my brother and he's going to be nice to me and he's going to... What are you talking about? Tell that to a Yid living between the two world wars. We know what's pshat. When did you have a generation where the Sar of Esav mamash looks like Achi? He's not chasing us, he's not beating us up. He wants to be my best friend. You got the whole world in front of you. Had it not been that we live today and we look around and see what's going on around us, we couldn't understand what the Zohar Kodesh was telling you. If you would have picked up the Zohar with the Beis HaLevi 100 years ago, you'd know what it was talking about. Esav's coming and he's hugging me and he wants to be my friend. He's offering me the whole world and he wants to swap a little bit of Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, and you'll work for me and I'll work for you. We'll marry each other's daughters and we'll have a good time. What are you talking about? When was that Shaykh before? There might have been blips of periods of Jewish history, maybe in Spain for a few years. Where there were some golden eras in certain countries or whatever, but klali, the last 2,000 years, Esav's ever been achi, like it is today. How do you understood that? Eloheim achidushim d'raisa hamitchatshim b'koldo. These are the chidushim of the Torah that get revealed in every generation. In other words, the Esav who's coming to me as Esav, we know how to deal with. We don't have to deal with him. But the Esav that comes to us as Achi, we don't have too much precedence and too many shalas and tshuvas of how to deal with him. Because it never happened before. You have a new understanding, a new avona in the Chazals, because you see new things happening in the world that magala, that throw light on the Chazals. You can understand those Chazals. For those of us that have Bezat Hashem learned the first chalek, he's referring us to a shtickle there, and we'll see what goes on there. In the Maran and the Chidi HaGodesh in Sanhedrin, it's like this. Noide ki oimek hapshat bepirush hakosuv oime shamashiach yevo oni reichav alachobo. We all know that it says Mashiach is going to come, an oni, a poor man riding on a donkey. That's what we're waiting for. Waiting for a poor man to ride into town riding on a donkey. That's how the six-year-olds understand that, right? Kavanosu sheyirkav ala chomrios. What's pshat? Pshat is he'll be riding on chomrios, on physicality. A donkey is always a sim and a semel in Chazal for chomrios, for gashmis. Hu yove kashe sviveinu kol ha'olim yeshakua ad choytmai b'yam ha'chomrios. It's telling you that Mashiach is going to come in a generation where everyone's going to be drowning in physicality. You're going to be up to your eyeballs in gashmias. And it's going to be the sumera, the disconnecting yourself from the physicality that's going to bring Mashiach. Imagine what Amazon's going to look like without China. We are drowning in physicality. You don't even leave your house to go shopping anymore. Yeah. You sit at your computer, addicted, sickeningly addicted, and you just see the cardboard boxes piling up outside the house.
Well, you have to wait.
Yeah, 1 hour, 2 hours.
Well, you have to wait 2 or 3 hours, so they deliver it.
Well, there's no shipping charge.
No, in Israel.
Seriously? Yeah, there's Prague.
Hey.
Prague, yeah, Prague.
How do we get from Chomrios that to mean physicality?
From Chomer. He's Reichav al Chomer. Chomer in Chazal is always a Chomer, a donkey. Yeah. Is always the simon of Chomrios. Chomer is Chomer, Chomrios.
My wife, okay. Also on the internet,
or the package arrive in Tzur Hadassah. You have to go pick it up at Tzur Hadassah.
Nebuch.
So
Nebuch, cancel the order. You should take away her credit card, then she can't... you should change your credit card. Then she can't do shopping. Or take away her computer, whichever one will destroy you more or less. That's the world we live in today.
Never.
As I said, there might have been places, individual places, whatever. The Jews in Spain were very, very wealthy and whatever. But even the biggest millionaires in those days didn't have what the average Jew has today. An average poor Jew today lives with more luxury and with more appliances and with more... the biggest millionaire then, so he had a bigger house, he had a bigger mansion, whatever, but he had people to light the candles. He didn't have to light the candles. But you go to watch these ruins. You go see the ruins from the Roman empires or whatever, the cities of Rome, whatever. You see the where the rich people lived in the cities. What do their houses look like?
They had underfloor heating.
They had bathrooms outside. Even the richest man in the world, his bathroom was outside. He had servants to keep it clean, whatever. I'm not saying he didn't have luxuries. It was a million being rich. But the poorest man today lives with more luxury and with more gashmis than a millionaire from 100 years ago. Who doesn't have a fridge today? You still remember Tikkun where there weren't fridges?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, but my grandparents
remember.
Told me.
I don't have a fridge when I was
kid. Nochon?
I used to see the Iceman.
The Iceman!
The Iceman coming along. And my mother purchased a big block of ice to put in free.
And it melted and you have to do spiders. That's a business. Today you have to have special Shabbos electronic Zachen and whatever because of the fridge. We live in a different... Crowning! We shouldn't go back to being noble savages. That's what we're talking about. Not talking about throw your fridge out and throw your gashmis out. You have to use it. But you have to be drowning in it.
What's the money we're supposed to do? Pay more money for kids' clothes at the local place than better quality clothes?
Once again. No one's saying don't buy better quality clothes on Amazon or whatever. No one says that. We're talking about being drowning in gashmis.
But you are drowning in it because virtually even...
Your kids need clothes?
Forum costumes. Get the Halloween ones on sale.
Your kids need a Purim costume? So buy a Purim costume. That's not drowning in gashmis. But you've got 17 Purim costumes from last year hanging in the cupboard. Why don't you use one of those?
You can't wear the same one twice.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you need another this, you need another that. You're caught in the Yesh Mono wrote some assignment. That's where you're trapped. Okay, so then the Esav got you by the earballs. That's Mashiach. Mashiach is going to come to a world where people are drowning in gashmis. Now you got to explain the trade for me. Drowning in gashmis. 12 kids in the house and they had one pair of shoes. They couldn't all go out at the same time. You explain drowning in gashmis. You know how many pairs of shoes your daughters have got? Don't even talk about it. Don't even discuss it. I said, Mother, the shoes are chatpami. You wear them once and then can't wear them again. Another pair. Another pair. You can build a house with the boxes. You have teenage daughters? So what are you laughing about?
I'm feeling happy.
Oh, that's what you're laughing about. Rayon zeh mitbaye b'divrei chazal b'matzechta Sanhedrin omer ula. Yesi velo ichmine v'chein omer rove yesi velo achmine yov velo renu ula rabba. These are not lightweight guys. Said let Mashiach come, but don't let me live to see it. Climber, I couldn't survive in that generation. Rav Yosef Omer, what does Rav Yosef say? With the Rav Yosefs, I see the eske, the isi, the tula, the kofisa, the chamire. Let him come and I'll sit in the shade of his excrement, the donkey. Mashiach's gonna come, an oni, a poor man riding on a donkey. Right? Means totally in control of his chomrius, totally in control of his physicality. Rabbi say, let him come, but I don't want to live to see it. I don't want to be in a generation like that. Too much of an issue for me. Says Rabbi Yosef, let him come, and I'll sit in the shade of the excrement of the donkey. You have to understand what Chazal is saying here. You don't remember we learned this? No, you weren't here. You were, yeah. Maybe you were away that day. No one remembers this. Huh? You see what's important to have you around, Baruch? orat chazara. Chazal chodu mevur shel oisav do shebo ye chevle Mashiach. Chazal trembled and were terrified to be in that generation that would suffer the pangs, the birth pangs of Mashiach. That's us. That's where we are. Hem chodu miyamatzef haruchoni hayirud. They were terrified of the low spiritual level. Shebo niye shruim kashivo Mashiach tzidkenu. The low spiritual level that would exist in the world when Mashiach would come. Let him come, but I don't want to see it. So what was Rabbi Yosef thinking? We all understand Ula and Rabba. Yeah? Now who wants to? Whatever. There's not so poshut living in this generation. Drowning. So what's Rabbi Yosef? Because we need to learn from Rabbi Yosef. Because we can't say, I don't want to be there. It's too late, you're yeah.
Yeah, but they were.
No, you can't run away. You're Rabbi Yosef, so we have to learn from Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi and Ula don't help me. They don't help me. They ran away. They're not here. I'm here. I have to deal with it. So who's going to help me? I need to find out what Rabbi Yosef was on about. Because he said, I'm happy to be there. And I'll tell you I'll tell you where to sit when it comes. What does this mean? Luma Sam Saver Rabbi Yosef, Sha'amnam Bebechinas Aset Toiv. There's two aspects. There's Oiset Toiv and Sumei Ra. In the Oiset Toiv, you want to become a Rebbe Kiva Eger today, you can't. You want to build muscle rock, Rebbe Kiva Eger built and generated Kedusha, that you won't be able to do. Aval ba'avoides ha-Sumei Ra, in the world of Sumei Ra, hem yoichlu la-hakriv kabonas she-shum do lifnem yoichlu la-hakriv. We can bring kabonas today, and I mean,
Literally
kabbonis, but we can generate the kedusha that no generation before ever could do it. When the whole world today is sitting in the shade of the excrement of the donkey, never mind the donkey, but the waste matter of the donkey. We live in a country where America spits and vomits out. This country runs off the Dubai. The worst that America has to offer, this country wants. America's the soul of, that's the heart of Esav to me. Hatzel Masti Esau. What does the shade do? Was it the tail of the Chomrius? The shadow? Because the shadow hides the light. That's what a shadow is, no? The shadow is where there's no light. Kola ruchni bo'ilam ye musta b'masach ha-shefu shel ha-chomrius shebe-chomrius. All the light of ruchnis is going to be hidden in the world, hiding behind what? Physicality within physicality within physicality. There used to be a time when Rabbi Akiva Eger, Rechob Rabbi Akiva Eger in Bnei Brak, you could actually buy sheep. Today, all you can buy is food.
Food?
Food. There must be 75 restaurants in Rabbi Akiva. Food and fashions and try and find a pair of shoes today. I mean, a simple pair of nice black shoes. Can't find a pair of shoes on Rabbi Akiva. You can't. 20 years ago, that's all there was. There were 17 shoe shops, one barber, falafel shop sort of hiding in down the steps. Today, it's like Avenue J, or whatever it is. No, seriously, how much cash is this? Have you ever been to Rokhidlaman? You're talking about Rokhov, Rebbe, Kivin, whatever. You shouldn't go there. I don't know if it's mutter to go there. But if you happen to be there.
If you can't go there, I don't know where else you can go.
I'm not joking. Rokhov, Rebbe, Kivin, is that you can't go there, you can't go anywhere else? Who says you can go there?
Where you buy dresses?
I don't buy dresses.
Amazon. Because you're not supposed to.
Your wife buys dresses on Amazon.
My wife doesn't go to Bnei Brak.
Because you're not supposed to go out to eat.
Because that's where the ladies get.
Who said it's about going out to eat? The Rambam. Ask what the Rambam says. What about going out to eat? Ask the Rambam what he says about eating in a restaurant.
From Bnei Brak.
Then
that's
snow anymore. Where do you get snow dresses from?
That's a good question.
You can still find snow dresses.
I don't know, but where do you buy two dresses from?
I don't buy two dresses. I know you see me wearing a dress.
No, no, but where your family?
That's right? Their problem. I don't know. I have to find my daughter's clothes. I don't know where they go. I never said a girl can't go to Rechov Rabbi Akiva. Is there any woman here? I said we can't go.
We can't. I'm the guys you're talking about. We as gentlemen.
I didn't say your daughter can't go. I said I can't go.
Oh, I see.
You know, dangerous to walk around with the princess, the Rachmanin, it's not.
Just because they're food places?
Not because of the food! The princess!
What princess?
I don't know.
In
Rechob Rabbi Akiva? If there's no princess? Okay.
From princess.
I don't know. I don't know. Scratch what I said.
You can't go to the
Eli, rewind that and rub it out. Who said you can go to the coastal today? Who said you're allowed to go to the coastal today? You're allowed to go to the coastal today?
It's getting a little extreme, bro.
No, I didn't say you can't. I'm also, come forward. Why are you so scared? I'm not being extreme. I didn't say you can't go. I said, but you looked and analyzed and thought to yourself, hey, I'm going to the Koisel. Can
it's
I go
rough,
there?
It's rough over there.
It's rough.
Really is.
I didn't say don't go.
The preachers. There's terrible preachers there.
All right, we'll carry on tomorrow in the session.
Baruch,
I think Jamalinsky is telling us.
I was told by...
No, I never go there.
We should start my
show. I'm stopping.
Well, you couldn't go out of the house, though.
Who says you're allowed to go out of the house?
Have your 14 bottle already finished?
Your bottle. You're standing over the room. You're standing over the room. You just stand?
No, that's the same question. There's a discussion between one of my old bosses and a Russian
See, worker. I'm so mad.
You can switch it off.
When I was a little kid, with big excitement, it was a carriage with three horses bringing a big block of ice to the sidewalk cafe. You know, like a big Budweiser.